This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. First, let me say, Happy Thanksgiving. I hope your house and your belly will be full today. As you gather around the table, mouth-watering for all those wonderful flavors of Thanksgiving, make a mental note of your favorite dishes that you might be able to plant in next year's garden. Imagine your table filled with dishes you partly created from your very own bounty. Now that's something to be thankful for. And talk about eco-friendly. If you've grown ornamental grasses, then bring some into the house. Put them with some red twig dogwood, lay some pine cones and gourds in a ceramic dish, and you've got a centerpiece. We're not Martha Stewarts, at least I'm not, but we can still create some fun stuff right out of our own backyards. Some berries that are still clinging to your mountain ash or viburnums can also be harvested and placed in your centerpiece. Be sure to warn the kids not to eat them. Some of those berries are not only icky tasting, but can be poisonous, and they don't last long indoors either. There's a weed called velvet leaf that I used to let grow every year to harvest its seed heads for their unique look. It's not a favorite of farmers, but I really loved using it and tried to keep it contained by harvesting the seed heads. If you grew poppies, those seed heads are also awesome. Oh, and there's Harry Lauder's walking stick. It has twisted, gnarly branches that look really unusual with those grasses and dogwood twigs. Add a couple of evergreen branches for color and texture, and voila, instant holiday decor. Whatever you do, enjoy each moment. There won't be another exactly like it. If you have an abundance, perhaps you could give to a local food shelf. There's much more to be thankful for when we look for it. God bless you and yours from me and mine. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.